100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so we've got a weekly challenge here. I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and we've got a whole bunch of stories in. The topic is fly, and we've got stories from Jeffrey, Richard, Charlie, Tom, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tura, and John DeCleese, and Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Gmail just decided to update at the last second here, and it's like, what? So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be right back with you after you've heard them all.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 628 with the prompt of fly. By my count, this is my 500th consecutive weekly challenge. I'm grateful to Lawrence for the weekly challenge. Since episode number 129 with the prompt of luminescence, I've gotten to know dozens of great people and become friends with many of them. I've podcasted and participated in podcasting on the Great Heights podcast, The Price of Friendship, The Pariah, YA Books podcast, and others. I've done 10 NaNoWriMos, published 4 novels, 3 novellas, a half dozen short stories, and have more stories still to tell. All thanks to Lawrence and the 100 Word Weekly Challenge. Anyway, here's my story. Sitting in the back of the bus, Bilbert thought he was home free until Roderick climbed on. Though the bus was crowded, the bully made straight for him and sat. "Give me that bag, or you're going to fly out the window of this bus," Roderick snarled. When Bilbert hesitated, Roderick pulled his backpack from his hands and rifled through the pockets until he found it. Dragging Bilbert from the bus at the next stop, Roderick held up the bag in the air and declared for the rest of the students to hear, "This bag is going to make me fly." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, good morning, good evening, good middle of the day, good nap time, whatever it happens to be for you. This is Jeffrey Fisher here for week 628 on the topic of fly. And my story today is called Relax. The past few weeks had been very stressful for me. An internal audit and the loss of a big client had left me edgy and irritable. My friend Mac, sensing my tension, proposed a weekend trip to go fly fishing. Trust me, you'll never have been so relaxed in your life. That's how I found myself in a freezing stream at 6 a.m., casting a rod adorned with colorful plastic into the water. 3 hours later, I was in the same spot with nothing to show for it beyond my increasing frustration. I snapped my rod in two, did the same with Max, and threw our gear into the stream. "You're right," I said. "This is relaxing. I should have done this hours ago." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. The topic this week was fly, as I'm sure you already know. And I've got, I think it's 3 stories for you. The first is called Leave It to the Birds. If we were meant to fly, we'd have been given wings and feathers. Unfortunately, we weren't. So those crazy Wright brothers came up with the mad idea of creating the aeroplane. Come on, I don't care what the laws of physics state. There's something incredibly wrong about 500 tons of steel and aviation fuel defying gravity and taking to the skies. I'm dead against it. People were not meant to fly. And nothing you can argue to the contrary will change my opinion. So, you might ask why it is I love flying so much. Two words. Free booze. Okay, second story is called Fly. As a child, I always wondered what it would be like to fly. Stories of Peter Pan inspired dreams of flitting above the rooftops, soaring through the clouds and sailing through the misty air. And then, one day, I met the gypsy woman, and fumbling with the few coins I'd saved from my pocket money, I whispered her my most fervent wish. That night, as the moon rose above the horizon, so did I, and it was everything I dreamed of, and more. Sadly, that was the only time, and I shall never fly again. Landings are a bastard. And my final story is called Ecology. I watched the fly struggling in the web outside my window and felt the stirrings of compassion. Perhaps I should intervene and set the poor thing free. But then the spider would go hungry. And maybe the bird that would have feasted on the spider would go hungry. And so on, right up the food chain, until we reach the ultimate apex predator, human beings. And we can't have hungry humans, can we? Ecology is terribly complex. However, that's not the reason I left the fly struggling in that web. I left it there because I really can't stand flies. I'm done. I'll speak to you all next week. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.
A fly has been buzzing around the inside of my window opposite my desk. It managed to avoid a scrap of fly paper pinned to the sill. It's big, and I think it's a male. The male is smaller than the female, and its genitalia looks darker, blunter, untidier, and more convoluted. If and when the fly gets stuck to the flypaper, I will take it outside and do my best to free the fly using disposable gloves and plastic tweezers. I will release it above a steaming pile of dog crap so it can find nourishment after its stressful ordeal. When I was a lad, I dressed fly. I was the picture of sartorial splendor and a model for the hippest and most sought-after style in the city. I sewed many of my own garments, learning how to make patterns by tediously disassembling my favorite shirts, jackets, and trousers. I made patterns, bought fabrics and piping at a large fabric store, and stitched things together with an antique treadle-powered singer. People would ask me where I bought my clothes. I told them they were original and I made them. I was offered cash, trades, and drugs for my wardrobe.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. The countdown begins. In half a year, a mere 26 weeks, we go 10,000 stories strong, 1 million words. Movement, Charlie LaCrosse breaks into the top 70. Iron, Jeffrey goes triple iron. Your humble scribe is 5 weeks away from becoming the 11th iron monkey. But the milestone of the week, or maybe the whole year, is Phil going penta iron 500 stories in a row. Amazing. All hail Phil. And my story this week is called Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Technically, Elvis Presley was fly before fly was fly. Clothes from Lasky's, moves from Chuck Berry. Pat Boone would take decades to catch up, even with a Big Mama Thornton kickstart. But you gotta give credit where credit's due. Backstage at the Tammy Show in 1964, Mick Jagger is watching the hardest working man in show business kill it on stage. He and the Stones go on next, and Jagger pretty much steals every move James Brown made. Keith Richardson said of the moment, "The biggest mistake of our careers. You just can't outfly James Brown." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you're well. Here's my story for this week. The photo's really bad. Where's this? I don't know, but this is where the hot air balloon is. I can see that. Do you have any other irrelevant information to volunteer? There's a lighthouse on the photo. I can see that too. What else? Nothing except those red leaves. Special leaves? Nope, they're quite common. Then we have nothing. Nope. Why did you bring me this photo then? Because at the back someone wrote the coordinates. And you waited this long to tell me that. I just hate negative people. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Isn't this just amazing? I know you're nervous. Who wouldn't be nervous but for their first jump? Some would say you have to be more than a little crazy to throw yourself out of a perfectly good plane. At 13,000 feet, with nothing but a thin sheet of silk to stop you from hitting the ground below at terminal velocity. But I know you. And that you're not at all crazy, not even a little bit. There's no way you jump out of a plane with only a parachute to save you. Not that I packed one for you anyway.
Toda Rosino here, with a story on the subject May, but the title is Mayflies. We burst out of our cocoons in our new bodies, rise into the air and scatter. Our throng is more numerous than I can grasp, but each must strive to outdo the others and find a mate to receive our payload alone. I sense how much energy yet remains. I have no mouth and cannot feed, but I must not fail. At last, I detect an unmated target. With my utmost effort, I expend my last reserves, and at the end I achieve consummation. The drone swooped down from the sky and exploded in the center of the enemy outpost.
Dreams of Angels by John DeCleese. I believe I can fly, and in dreams I know I can. The problem is the aerodynamic imagination. Some people, when they fly in their dreams, fly with their arms outstretched at their sides, kind of like wings. Some with their arms stretched out in front of them, like Superman. If you are in the dream time, you never see anybody flying the other way, the way that is not your way. If you do, you lose faith and you crash. I heard when you hang glide, you cease to dream of flying. Now I fly for real and don't crash.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
We walked through metal detectors, got patted down, and were escorted into the conference hall by bodyguards. More bodyguards sat in a row in front of the podium as celebrities shouted about how they hated the NRA and demanded gun control. So, I shouted, "Gun." All of the bodyguards quickly pulled out their weapons and scanned the crowd, and then there was a shot, and another, and then the bodyguards were shooting each other. Instant panic. Celebrities rushed the exits, but they were locked. "See how we need gun control?" shouted someone. A shot rang out, and they screamed.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of fly. Thank you all for being a part of this. It's just cool. The next topic is Oregon. I don't want to gush and blah, blah, blah and all that. So let's just get to the end. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.